from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're all confused and dazed about what was going on with hold-ins and hold-outs. Are we ready to see this offense score 30 points a game again? Are we ready to see this offense break franchise records? Are we ready to see Brock Purdy elevate to another level? Are we ready to see B.A. Debo do work, who, by the way, has had a great training camp? And, oh, by the way, George Kittle's had a great training camp. I'm ready to roll, folks. Are you ready to roll? Come on.
Am I ready to roll? Here's the pivot for you. Hit me with my sounder. All aboard. Let's go. All aboard. Hop on the 49er train. Let's go. Where's the Super Bowl this year, Bonte?
In New Orleans, baby.
Let's go. We got CMC. Hit me with the sound. We got Trent Williams back. We got Brandon Ayuk back. We got Kyle Shanahan dressed in a Great Gatsby all-white outfit. I don't know what the hell he's wearing.
Rick Ross. Hey, I don't know, but listen. Rick Ross, 50 Cent was just annihilating Rick Ross last week because they got beef all the time. Rick Ross flies out. I followed his entire Instagram story. He was at his house talking about hosting the Tyson and Holyfield fight in his lawn. He's sitting there just, hey, man, I got 5 bathrooms. I got this. I got that. That's what, you know, he's hanging out with Kyle Shanahan, Brandon Ayuk, and Debo Samuel the same night that Ricky Pearsall got shot. So it definitely rubbed people the wrong way with that one. But what is Shanahan is feeling it right now. He's feeling it.
Possibly.
This may be the year, Shanny. This may be the year, Shanny.
You know, we did an exercise last week, Joe Spadoni and I, where we said, I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what? And it was really interesting. And hearing just the Niner fan base, and look, you lose the Super Bowl and you lose it in overtime and you lose it in the fashion that they did with all the sound. And it felt like you didn't know the rules, right? Whether they did or didn't, it felt like they weren't prepared for the moment.
Let's just say it wasn't a good look.
It wasn't a good look. It does feel like, although people think he's really good at what he does, he's got some fatal flaws. And that was the overarching theme. It was like, man, Shanahan knows how to build up a team. He knows how to, you know, create a roster, maximize play calling, et cetera. Can he win the big one? Like, that's the number one thing. And I look at the team this year and I'm like, all right, I know next year there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know what the cap holds. We don't know what's going to happen with Brock Purdy. We don't know what's going to happen with Debo and all these Shasky, different guys. This is their best team.
Shasky, can I just say something real quick about next year and a year after? The NFL is now a year-to-year league.
Of course.
Now you have your pillars. And if you can find a franchise quarterback, you got something to build around. If you got a left tackle, there's somebody to build around. You got a left tackle to build around. You got a wide receiver, great. You could build on around a wide receiver or a defensive end or whatnot. But it's become a year-to-year league. And I say that because I don't care about Brock Purdy's contract right now. I don't care about Debo Samuel's extension or what's going to happen with him after the season. I don't care about Mooney Ward's contract or Deommodore Lenore's contract at this moment. I care about winning football games. I care about the team avenging what happened in Las Vegas back in mid-February, Shasky. That's what I care about. I don't care about future contracts right now. I just don't.
Well, I don't think most people do, but just look around the league. You're talking about like Kirk Cousins. He just signed a $200 million deal. Does anyone think he's going to be the quarterback there next year?
No, we don't think he's going to be the quarterback in November.
Okay, Russell Wilson. How big of a deal did Dan? They swung 8,000 picks for Russell Wilson. A year later, Sean Payton's like, get out of my life.
Exactly.
Right? So to your point, yeah, we have no idea.
No idea.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm all aboard for this year.
Yeah, all in on this year. All in on a team that averaged over 29 points a game last season. They had four guys go over 1,000 scrimmage yards last year. And by the way, Brock Purdy, the league leader of franchise history when it comes to passing yards in a season. I mean, this offense is ready to lock and load.
Another thing I don't think anybody wants to hear as we get ready for the Jets, and I got a lot of Jets stuff. I know we got a long week ahead of us as we wait for it. I don't give two rips about if the Niners won, if Ayuk won, if, you know, who won the negotiation, did it work? You know what I care about? Like, are you good a month in? Like, after a month, are you playing good football? Is the team playing good football? Oh, we've got Brandon Ayuk for the entire season. Fantastic. Because I know when he's out there, this team is way better with Brandon Ayuk as opposed to whatever combination of draft picks were out there that they could have gotten.
I don't give
two rips if he got 28, 26, 31. He's here, and let's just go from here.
Hey, he's here, and he's happy.
Yes.
He's happy.
Did you see the ear-to-ear smile?
the ear-to-ear smile.
Can we retire one thing, though?
What's that?
The quill pen.
No, I love the quill pen. That's a Niner tradition. The quill pen is great.
The quill pen is so silly.
I love the quill pen. Matter of fact, I want a quill pen. I want to start writing all my notes with quill pens. Honestly, maybe Baby Chaz would even write even more with the quill pen. Anyway, he's back. And you know what made me happier about the Brandon Ayuk deal? It wasn't the money. It wasn't the fact that he's back on the field. It wasn't the fact that he's playing against Sauce Gardner, the New York Jets. It's a video Baldy put out Friday. A Baldy breakdown of Brandon Ayuk in the Super Bowl. And Baldy breaks down the Super Bowl. And it's all Brandon Ayuk. And he goes, I think people underrate this guy. Look at the Chiefs bracketing him with two corners, Trent McDuffie and Legarius Sneed. So all the dialogue, when we just talk football, forget the numbers. Mm-hmm. We talk football. Well, does Brandon Ayuk really demand a double team? He's the fourth option on the team. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs treated Brandon Ayuk like the number one option in the pass game. They bracketed him multiple times. And then Baldy breaks it down saying, you know what? Look at him when he's in one-on-one coverage. He wins. He wins over and over and over. And then the run blocking aspect where he's getting down and dirty. We got our premium player back on board there. So we got a legit threat everywhere. Ayuk, Debo, McCaffrey, Trent's back. It might get ugly for the New York Jets on Monday Night Football. I actually feel sorry for them right now.
Well, and I think about, like, what have they added since last year, that Super Bowl loss? Well, offensively, they've added a better right guard.
Oh.
It feels like Pooney is better than where Burford and Feliciano were at the end of last year. Yep. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely.
All right. It feels like every other weapon is there offensively. Juwan Jennings being back in the fold. But I think adding Jacob Cowing, I think that gives them a speed element that they haven't really had at wide receiver since Marquise Goodwin. Then I look at defense. I mean, I don't know what the middle of the defensive line is going to look like, but I think Leonard Floyd is already better than the combination of what they had last year at defensive end. And then I look at the safeties. Now that Talanoa is back, boy, it feels like, you know, Jair Brown and Talanoa, that's pretty good safeties. They're going to go cover three. You're going to have one of those guys in the box. I don't know. I really like where they're at defensively. I think we're looking at a top 5, 6, 7 defense this year, and I don't think we talk enough about the defense.
And it sounds like they may play a little bit more man, and Nick Sorensen alongside Brandon Staley. I love Brandon Staley, the addition of a former head coach in the building. Now, Brandon Staley may move on after the season, but him being up in the press box, being up in the booth, looking down at everything defensively, I love where the 49ers are at right now. Jacob Cowing, watch out now. Watch out now. And then you know what? Chris Conley's come a long way. Juwan Jennings has come a long way. The Niners are as deep as they ever were offensively, defensively. I think they're going to get after the quarterback. Again, Monday Night Football can't come soon enough. The Jets are in trouble, folks. Breaking news, Trent Williams is back. By the way, our clocks are all messed up. It says 12:41:48.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, it's 12:41. What the hell's going on? DirecTV's off. They don't have a contract with Disney. What the hell's going on around here? I leave for a week.
Sounds like you got to rely on your producers. Oh, boy.
That's going to be tough.
Are you Nathaniel Hackett or are you North Turner? As a coordinator,
I'm Lincoln Riley over the weekend. How about that?
You know what? Let's get into that real quickly on the other side. Real quick. They made a hire that I think is the most underrated hire in the country.
The D coordinator from UCLA.
Also, Brian Kelly, please. Oh.
By the way, how happy is everybody going to be for the Reagan Gold Summit this Wednesday, which is tomorrow at Fremont Bank in Fremont? 391-50 Fremont Boulevard. Willard or Dibs will start things off from 2 to 4. Rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. And you could come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.